Hello. As may become evident, well, as is probably already evident, this is no ordinary morning creative episode. I mean, is there such a thing as an ordinary morning creative episode? Not from this guy. I'm delivering this to you because I can't do today's episode. Because when I came to sit down and do it, I felt sick. And one thing I can do with a project like this is talk honestly about the creative process. That's what I try and do. I, you know, have tried for ages to be valuable. And that level of wanting to get it right and it feeling like it matters so much, like it has to matter so much, is what is causing a physical reaction. I'm okay, by the way. I'm okay. I'm very tired. I'm very, very tired. I think the stand-up set that I did on Monday took it out of me more than I realised. I think my body kept me up, sort of held me together and got me through the night. And I had a blast. And I wasn't, like, I think my brother might have asked me the next day, like, oh no, one of my friends who came to see the show was like, you know, is the adrenaline worn off and, you know, your legs back to normal? And I was like, to be honest, I felt fine. I had no problems. And I think my body's good at holding it together until it is needed less. and I think yesterday, and because Monday was a pretty anxious day, and then yesterday I just had no F's to give. And today I have F's, but I really had to tell myself one of two things, really. One, that I'm not going to force myself to do something that makes me feel physically ill. And it was just all to do with trying to put this episode together, and trying to make meaning from it and in the way that I wanted. So I had that on one hand. And then on the other hand, I had... I made a commitment. And you know, the least I can do, which I have no problem doing, is hit the mic, hitting record and saying hello to you. Because I'll do that all day long, and I love doing that. The problem is, there's only so much value that can draw. You know what I mean? And I think I'm ambitious, and I think I had ambition, and I think I had this. I'm talking in the past tense, not on purpose. But yeah, I think, you know, I really got it into my head that this could be something. And I think it can be. And one of the things that I'm very aware of is it's not a good idea to make any kinds of decisions when you are, I would say, lowercase b, burnt out. Like, not like, you know, although one of the things I am aware of, this is the second time I've had this sensation, by the way, related to this podcast, oddly enough. And the last time I had it, I sort of made some, well, I had some thoughts. I think that's actually kind of what set me on the path to where I am now. But I say lowercase b burnout. I've been working hard as a freelancer for now 7 years. Actually, it's 8 years. Or it will be 8 years in June. And I say freelance, self-employed. I've been self-employed since then. And I've had, you know, all sorts of things. I've been doing all sorts of things. And yeah, I think just like I'm making no grand statements or anything, but hasn't been effortless. felt like it was easier at the beginning. but I don't know. As you can hear, I don't know. but you know, one thing I will say right off the bat now is how grateful I am to have this, and to know that you will listen. And you'd have to respond, but if you have anything to say, always happy to hear it. Mark@hellostedman.com is my actual email address. And like I said, everything's okay. Really is. It really is. Like in so many ways, everything is very, very good. I'm just not very kind to myself sometimes, and I push myself mentally, you know, more than I'm not like one of these. This is the weird thing about this is I'm not one of these burn the midnight oil people. I used to be, and that's had me in trouble before. But I am an all or nothing person, and I have been trying to do sort of two jobs and a hobby and maintain other things as well, and get enough sleep and try and exercise, and you know, like the stuff that I talk about in the description of the podcast that I read last week. And it's hard. We all know that's hard. This is easy. Talking to you, this is easy. And I love this. I really do. I feel at home and I feel it's good. So I'm not entirely sure what the plan is for the rest of the week. It's my birthday today, by the way. I'm 41. That's cool. I think I had some thoughts about how things were going to go when I was 40, or that it was going to be like my year or something. And in some ways it was. I mean, I won a lot of money on a quiz show. That has meant, see, this is the thing. Like I said, objectively, everything's absolutely fine. And I'm not depressed. I'm not anything like that. I'm not mentally ill. You know what I mean? I'm absolutely fine. I just am knackered, and I have a commitment, and I will show up for as long as I can. And that doesn't mean, like I said right at the beginning, when I talked about this in January, like showing up, as much as I'm not a great fan of that phrase, but you know, that means, it doesn't always mean showing up to the same degree. It just means being here and saying, like, I said I'd be here every day. I'm here. And I know this is not, you know, helpful content, but it's honest. And that's what I've got for you. I was chatting away to... okay, so something that's been on my mind for a wee while is a show I used to do. It's the one show that I stopped doing, not because I didn't love doing it. It's one that I didn't really fall out of love with. I think it sort of it languished in the pandemic because I just think I got knocked for six. You know, lots of people started podcasts in the pandemic, and I sort of did later as well. But I think I was starting to get, I'd lost momentum finding guests, which is usually always one of the killers for me. When I've got a good pipeline of guests, like I'm down, and it's great. And so we sort of did a second season at the end of 2020 and then into 2021, with a friend who was finding guests for me. But that was work that he was doing, and so I was paying him for it. And he did a really good job. And we had got some really good episodes, and one or two of them are like some of the most charming podcast listening I think you'll come across. Like, I really, So this is a show called List Envy, and I am still... It's like, I don't know if you've ever seen the film Chasing Amy, but it's kind of my Amy. It's the one that got away, and it's been on my mind. It's been on my mind for a week or so, maybe longer. And I was chatting to Brendan on Convergence, which is a weekly show I do. Yeah, I do like 6 podcast episodes a week. Actually, I did 7 for a bit. And that's another thing. That's finished now. Anya and I have wrapped up the A to Z of Happiness, and so and now I've asked Brendan, he's now going to be editing Convergence, which means it'll probably go out on time, which is great, because you know I'm just aware, like, I've got to take some stuff off my plate. But I was chatting to him about List Envy, and it's been on my mind, and with the now that I have a sort of a sense of the local comedy circuit, I'm like, you know, there is a direct pipeline to find people who might be quite funny and have something to promote. Because, like, I don't know if this is weird, but, like, I always wanted the people, they don't have to be celebrities, but I always wanted people who had, you know, something to promote, because you know that usually means they've got some kind of value to bring to the listener, other than, you know, here's my friend, you know, here's a podcast with my friend. Hopefully that sort of makes sense. So I'm like, you know, how much fun it would be to just pick that show up again as a weekly show, and because it honestly it's joyful. And I think, you know, as with lots of things, there comes a time where the pressure mounts. And not the pressure. I put pressure on myself or on the project. I'm like, it must do this. What, you know, it's like the question of what if becomes why not now? Why isn't it happening? If that makes sense. Like the question of, wow, wouldn't it be cool if this happened? Suddenly becomes, why is this not happening? I haven't yet figured out how to stop that from happening. That's a thing that happens in my brain. But I do know that it's a show that is a lot of fun to make. And is, I think I've called it the best thing of the best show I've ever made before, and it's possibly up there. And part of what I like about it is it's not so. All the stuff I've done pretty much since 2020 has been with this idea of service, which is great. Sorry, I don't know why I automatically said that. I think what I'm saying is, like, that's it's good to have that mentality, and that's a mentality that, you know, I only work with people who have that kind of mentality. But at the same time, it's also nice to go, let's not worry about what people can learn from this episode. Let's actually just be entertaining. And I can be entertaining. I can be charming. I'm telling you, I can be charming. so it must be true. And so, I don't know. There's just... Sometimes it's just the lure of something new or different or shiny or whatever. And also sometimes... like, it's a repeated pattern for me that I run myself into the ground. So, gosh. Well, like I said, I mean, I'm sure I'll be here again tomorrow. I don't know what we'll do. We'll see. I might be totally down to clown, and we'll do another episode and we'll do some meditation. But I tell you what would be handy is if you want to drop me a note, by whichever means is comfortable to you. You can email me if you want, or you can DM me, whatever works. Let me know, like, if you've managed to check out the last 3 episodes and see what you think, because I'm paranoid as hell about them. I think I hate it. What felt like an amazing idea suddenly feels like a terrible one. And what the hell am I doing? And I've read enough of the work, of the literature, of the stuff, to know that that may be what we call an upper limit problem or something similar to it, where I'm just, it's uncharted territory, it's uncomfortable, I might get it wrong. And so all of that is in my brain really fighting and resisting that. That's entirely possible. And you may be like, no, that's what the answer is. And I think it might be at least partly that. And also, I'm tired. You know, we've done 73, 74 episodes so far. And I haven't missed a one. And since January, they take, you know, a good bit of time to put together. It, you know, if they're going to be good, they actually take some time. So, yeah. Okay, I think that's it. I think that's all I have for you. And I want to thank you, as ever, for your time. And just letting me sort of think out loud. And thank you for letting me call this an episode. Yeah, but love to, let me know what you think. If you don't like the last three episodes, tell me. You know what I mean? Like, do let me know. Because this is not me. I'm not a delicate flower. You know what I mean? I'm not in a position where a few sort of honest, brutal words won't, you know, they're not going to knock me down like a feather. Like, I'm you know, I'm all good. I'm standing. But at the same time, I don't know. I think there are some good things there. I think it's a good idea. And I might just be not overthinking it exactly, but yeah. Hitting against some upper limit stuff, and just being tired. Anyway, I'm repeating myself. That's always a good sign to let you get out, get up in amongst your day. I hope you have a lovely day. I'm going to have a lovely morning at least, because I'm going for breakfast with my family, and then I'll get back and I'll get a bunch of work done. But yeah, I hope that's okay. And anything that occurs to you, any thoughts, anything that pops into your head, especially if you're a WhatsAppist and you have my WhatsApp, if you want to leave me a voice note, I won't, you know, this is not me asking for content. Yeah, always good to hear what you think, if anything just pops up for you. Listen, you have yourself a lovely day. And all being well, I will be here tomorrow and we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll close out the week and do a shorty like this. And then given the weekend and a bit of rest, I might be up and jumping and ready to crack on with some sort of iteration of this. But we'll see. There are some things in the pipeline. I know I keep saying goodbye, but there are some things coming down the pike, as they say, that may change a few things. Anyway, which I can't talk about just yet, because I really don't know. but yeah, okay. I hope you're well. I am well, just tired. And thank you. And I will speak to you tomorrow.